Call to order the council meeting for November 14, 2023. We'll do roll call.
Randy, remember?
Jill, Beckman.
Gary.
Tony.
Mark.
This meeting is being recorded and the audio will be posted on the city website. Anyone wishing to speak, please raise your hand until recognized by the chairperson, then state your name and residence. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to consider the agenda. We have a few things that we need to add to the agenda. Under parks, we need to add accepting the resignation letter from Jeannie Bradley. And under the mayor's report, we're going to add an update on a city auditor and Crow Wing County comprehensive plan, and it'll be a discussion. Under purchasing and personnel, we will be adding approval of a phone stipend for Jessica Estanovich. Anybody have anything else they want added to the agenda? So we'll need a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
A second.
Page 39.
New business and critical issues. We have a resolution 2023-18, support of the ideal transfer station.
We did not do the consent agenda.
Go ahead.
No, on your agenda, you have consider agenda.
Yep.
Then open forum, which we didn't do.
Oh,
and then
consent. Okay. We'll back up to open forum. Does anybody have anything they'd like to talk about? Okay. So now, the last vote that we took, that was just to, when we added?
Right.
Okay, so now we are going to accept the agenda with the additions.
Your consent agenda involves your minutes. It's one motion to take care of just regular business. So that's the minutes, the treasurer's report, and the fire and rescue minutes.
Okay.
So nothing to do with what you added.
Okay.
Two separate things.
So now we need a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I make a motion to accept the consent agenda with additions.
I'll second it.
Aye.
New business and critical issues?
Perfect.
Okay. Resolution 2023-18, support of the ideal transfer station. And that's on 32 and 33 pages.
Does anybody know if anybody from 50 Lakes is using Ideal Transfer Station?
What is it?
It's over there, trained by Pequot Sand and Gravel off of 16. It's a transfer station. They collect everything from, you got to keep it sorted, aluminum cans, glass bottles, garbage.
We used to, but then they found out that we can go to Audi.
Do we feel we want to help Ideal with their transfer station, or?
Well, it's, may I, Tony?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not financially anything we're getting involved with. If you read the letter, it's just supporting that they want to apply for a grant to Sourcewell to help build a new building.
So we're just signing the supplement.
Right. They sent it out to all cities in the area for them to place on their agenda for discussion. And it's just support.
It's not, we're not committing to anything.
And I think maybe if some residents weren't aware that they could use this.
I wasn't until I saw this.
I didn't either.
I thought it was ideal only.
That's what I.
You have to pay for a permit, I think, for a year or something.
It's $15, I believe it's.
Yeah.
And then you get a free recycling paint drop off and one load of yard waste free for a year with that $15.
And I think we should.
But that'd be, it's actually quite a long drive.
Yeah.
But even so, I think anything that improve, I mean, that's, I think that's important to have around here.
Yeah, I support that totally.
Absolutely, I think it is a good idea.
Make a motion to pass resolution 2023-18.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? Take a vote.
Aye.
We'll get to committee reports, planning and zoning. It's Gary.
I really have nothing to say. I'm going to let it over to Justin there.
Okay, thank you, Mayor and Council. The Planning Commission had their regular meeting in October at which there were no public hearings. They did review some proposed draft modifications to the land use ordinance, and I did not include those in the packet. I included just a short summary on each of those sections, which I'll go through quickly, and then you can expect next month to see the actual recommendation. We have public hearings scheduled for these draft changes at the next Planning Commission meeting, and then they would make a recommendation to Council. Ultimately, you get to make the decision on whether or not to amend the ordinance. So I'm going to come back to the park dedication fees, but they want to take a look at the recreational vehicle ordinance. And how that's broken down into different types of permits, and then there are some standards, number of RVs you can have on a property, whether we want to require just a land use permit or an interim use permit. They break it into long-term use and short-term use. We're not requiring, they don't want to require permits for storage of RVs, so nothing is changing with that. They also want to take a look at potentially adopting a food truck ordinance. This would apply to all food trucks temporarily placed on commercial properties and would require a permit. And then there were, I think, 15 different standards for these food trucks to operate, like a garbage can, certain size signage is allowed, you have to have your own generator, things like that. That will all be in the ordinance. And then also, they want to take a look at the right of inspection ordinance. So currently when someone applies for a permit, right in the ordinance, it says that staff or your zoning administrator, who's me, can go out to a property and do an inspection. It doesn't say anything about city council members or planning commission members being able to go out and do an inspection. So they wanted to modify that. This came up, we had a variance request. Very nice gentleman applied for, can't even remember what it was, I think it was a deck variance to build within the lake setback. And a couple of planning commission members went onto the property and they saw no trespassing signs. So some of them went on the property and others didn't. So they just wanted to know kind of the protocol procedure for that. So we want to clarify that in ordinance. And then we sent that over to the city attorney to review as well, actually all of these. Are there any questions on those three?
Yes. So what brought up the whole food truck ordinance?
There was discussion about potentially, this is at the Planning Commission, the idea of allowing food trucks on this corner here of County Road 3 and 1,
okay.
potentially bringing more people to the area. We had talked about how there's not a restaurant in the area. Maybe this could be a draw to bring people from outside the region. We looked at examples at the meeting of Austin, Texas. I don't know if we'll get there, but it has... They have like these food truck courts right in the downtown with lighting and like five or six food trucks around kind of in a circle.
Why has that too?
What's that?
Why has
that? I think Commissioner Stancer, the chairperson, brought up it was somewhere else.
Wow.
I think they're everywhere, yeah. Like it's kind of a neat idea just to bring
and they're just like a whole like, yeah. And so all people, like tons of people go there and they, from one they can get food, from another they can get drink and food. So would we have Does it talk anything about like whether or not they can serve alcohol or?
It does. In the draft ordinance, it's limited to food and non-alcoholic beverages. And so the idea then would be they could maybe walk over to the bar or bring food from there over to the bar.
So would that be allowed? Would we allow outside food in the bar? I mean, is that even going to talk about?
Yeah, we'd have to talk about it.
Okay. I didn't know if that was talked about. No. Or maybe outside, not inside, or I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we've got that. It was just sort of an idea, you know, if it's something the city could set up, whether or not there are enough food trucks in the area to actually come here. I don't know. I know the brewery in Baxter has a food truck every weekend. It's kind of a cool idea.
There's a guy that had a that was over in Aiken, and apparently he came from Brainerd mostly, and he kind of did the area. And I think people like that knew that this was available on an off day. Like we could have an off day or a food truck day, you know, when it's like a slow day and you need for food or something.
Exactly. And so really this has two parts. I'm working on the land use portion, of course, that is included in the land use ordinance. There will be a separate policy required because it is city-owned property. You're going to want, you know, city policy for, you know,
insurance.
All sorts of things that we need to run by the city attorney. But I would imagine there'd be an application process and reviewed by either Ann or the city council to approve these individually. And then number of days they can be there and those sorts of things. So it's in the beginning steps right now, but we'll be seeing it again. Any other questions on those three? If not, we also are discussing making modifications to the park dedication fee. And I included a little description here of what park dedication's fee. Essentially, it's a fee, what they are. Essentially, it's a fee collected by the city from someone developing property into three or more parcels. And the idea is that that money collected goes towards your park department or park system. It can't be used for like day-to-day expenses, like staff time, things like that. It has to go towards land acquisition or capital improvements like playground equipment. I listed a couple things in here. Playground equipment and land acquisition. So in the packet, I included a comparison of area cities and where they are for park dedication fees. The City of 50 Lakes is at 1% of the fair market value of the land within such plat or subdivision. So if someone is developing a property that's worth $100,000, your park dedication fee to do that would be 1%. So you get $1,000 going towards the park. For a comparison, the City of Emily's park dedication fee, they also use a percentage. Their fee is 10%. So that same $100,000 piece of property that's being developed, the City of Emily would collect $10,000, 10 times what 50 Lakes collects. You are on the very low end. I'm not sure where we came up with 1%, but this was adopted in 2017. So the Planning Commission is looking for a little bit of direction from the City Council as to kind of where you want to see that number. They were discussing 5%. What are your thoughts? It's not set in stone. It needs to go to public hearing still.
Where are some of the other cities around here?
The other ones don't go off of percentage, but they're all, I would say, generally 3 to 4, maybe 5 times what you currently have. So some of them go off the number of lots. Some of them go off of the number of expected residents. We've had two plats recently in Pequot Lakes where there were 7 residential lots, and the park dedication fee there was around $7,000 or $8,000, and those properties are worth probably $50,000. So here would be $500. You know, you're pretty low. Okay. So they're looking for a little direction, and you know.
I think 5% would be pretty fair.
Yeah, it's kind of. I think that was kind of where the zoning board was kind of leaning to, if I'm not mistaken.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need a motion or anything at this point. I'll bring that back to the Planning Commission. Those will be up for public hearing next month, so you'll likely be seeing those at your next meeting. In addition to that, a couple other quick updates. So unfortunately, Horvath Communications has informed the city that Verizon's installation timeline for the Keego Lake Tower has been moved to 2025. Read the email if you want, but basically, that's the update on that. Next month, the Planning Commission will hold the public hearing on those ordinance amendments and then also a variance request for a property located at 16969 North Eagle Lake Road. And then lastly, I did include the list of permits in the packet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions on those.
Are we ahead of last year, or are we running about the same? Or?
A little bit ahead.
A little bit ahead.
Yep, a little bit ahead of last year. I'll put together in January a comparison of where we were the last, as long as I've been here, since 2015 we had the pack two. We can go back further if you want, but yeah, we're just a few permits ahead of where we were.
With Fort Bath putting it off to 2025, do they think they're not? Would it make sense to have a letter from the city council that they please move forward? We are getting a lot of push from the community, or something along those lines. because this has been ongoing for 5+ years, maybe.
Yeah, I think they're aware there is a lot of local demand for additional service in the area. I don't think the problem is with Fort Bath. From what I understand, it's with Verizon, and their ordering and priorities is not in this area at this point.
Okay, how about, do you know if they've approached AT&T? Because AT&T said they would have a tower up in like 4 months when they came to the meeting 2 years ago. Because nobody wanted to look at the one they wanted to put over here on Dolby's pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, if you pass it, we'll have it up before fall. And I just wonder if Horvath has approached them, right? Because they're the current owners and permit holders, correct?
They don't hold the permit, so they have a lease with the property owner, and the property has changed hands now, so the new owner actually has the permit. Horvath was the applicant. So, I'm not sure if Horvath has talked to AT&T or not. I guess I can make them aware of that. I think they are aware because those were all going on at the same time, but I can...
Do you know who our contact was at AT&T back then? Was that early last summer?
Yeah, that was a contractor as well. It was someone similar to Horvath. I could find it. I mean, I could look at the application.
Is there a direction we can go with helping Horvath get a second person helping build that? I mean, once the tower is up, from my understanding, everybody gets to jump on. But AT&T needs to get FirstNet for this area.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I can reach out to them and make them aware, but I don't think there's any... The city cannot require them to build it. You know, it's a private business, and I don't know if you call your cell phone provider.
Well, not that we would require them. We're just trying to help them.
Yeah.
Finance it.
So
through helping them find out.
How could the city council help anybody to get like AT&T here? You know, like, so it sounds like Verizon that's not a priority. This area is not a priority. So. Let's find an alternative for like AT&T to get in here.
Mm.
And then if AT&T puts one up, maybe Verizon never will, or maybe eventually they will, but at least we have somebody that was interested that could actually come in and do it. How would we help facilitate that?
Yeah, I don't know if it would be informing the residents here to contact AT&T, or I've never heard of a city asking a cell phone provider, but maybe you could check with the clerks committee.
I mean, I'm not saying that we have to be the ones that, I mean, maybe we send something out, or maybe we contact AT&T, or maybe there's a landowner out there that wants it, that we don't know about, that would be interested in.
I don't think that's really anything to do with not having the land.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if maybe the landowner doesn't know that they could get AT&T there. Maybe AT&T needs a space. Like, well, obviously you need it to be a little bit higher up. It needs to be...
Well, I think you facilitate it, either it's AT&T or Verizon. Or
yeah, just try to get them all together.
Try to get them enthralled in it. It's like we want this to happen. And
I believe Horvath is the one putting out the money to build it.
Right. Reach, but I think contacting both of those would be the first start, saying we're not happy with the way this is running out.
Right.
Okay, I'll reach out to my circle.
Yeah, and I can check with a couple individuals as well, but I don't know.
And remind me, so we decided to break off and not wait for them to do the sirens, right?
Yeah, we were going to put the sirens up ourselves.
Okay.
And in separate locations.
Okay.
Sorry. Everybody is disappointed.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
Well, we have a resident visit weekly in the office.
Yeah, we do. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you, Justin.
Yes, thank you, Justin. I see Planning Commission vacancies.
Sorry. Yes, there are 3 vacancies.
Okay.
Of which we've already put it out there, advertising, and we have had 2 applications come in. 2 of which are, you know, they're on the board right now.
So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, circling back to Justin on the meets and bounds separation for Mr. Miller and Mr. Bloom. Where is that parcel located?
It's Jake Bloom's parcel just south of here. They're extending it to the south.
Okay.
By 1.5 acres.
Yep. Okay.
Because it needs room.
Yeah, you Mr. It's like Jake. This is Jake. I put it together. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Jason.
Next we have parts. Quote from Quality Fabricating for the Park Pavilion picnic tables. And I'll let Ann kind of talk about this because I...
Yeah. Well, Mark is the one who initiated getting a quote from them months ago on building picnic tables over there, metal picnic tables, of which they have been super busy. So she asked me to put it on the agenda. She hoped to get something to me and nothing came through. So hopefully next month.
Okay, all right, well, we'll talk about that next month.
How many are you looking at?
I think we're going to base it off of how much they are first.
Yeah, and did Diana, did you get over there and look at them?
Look at what?
Did Laura ever come and talk to you?
About
the tables, the finish on the top? Because they were worried about expanding, not all kids getting their fingers in them.
Mm-hmm.
Going to some other kind of top. Chad, did you happen to get over there?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Where are they? I won't look at them.
Just stop into Quality Fab. And Laura is the secretary there.
Oh.
She showed me a whole bunch of layouts. I've got some things in there being welded. They're showing me, rather than doing expanded metal, to do a wood, like a channel layer down. So it'd be more like a wood top, but it'd be metal. So it would.
Are you discussing this for the bar as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we get them, we might as well just order 8 of them. You wanted 4 and we're going to put 4 at the pavilion. They'd be metal. They'd last longer than any of us in the room.
Yeah.
Right. Way better than the wood ones.
Absolutely. They'd be forever. And they'd be heavy enough. I don't think anybody's going to be walking off with them. But I told them I want them durable enough so that we grab them with forks. They may require some touch-up paint or something each time to keep them from rusting, but at least the tops would be preserved.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay. I'm sorry, Diana, is that right? You wanted 4?
Yeah, we would take 4. If not, I mean, depending on cost, we might take even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just depends on what the cost is.
We're also looking at some higher tables with chairs that are...
Oh, doing higher ones? Well,
yeah.
On that note, you might want to stop in the quality and talk to them about it. Well, we'll see where they come out on this, because
right.
I told them it's based on... You brought us some tables or some pamphlets that you were looking at.
A while ago, yeah.
A while ago, and that's when this whole thing started.
Yeah.
And he thought he could be in a... It was like $1,100 and $1,200 a piece.
Yeah.
And I just thought we'd throw it out to them just to have them look at it and see if they wanted to. But those had the expanded metal, and what his thoughts were is little kids getting their fingers and get caught, trip and fall or what have you.
Revised quote for the community center signs. We were looking at signs, we talked about it last month, and Mark was interested in getting a bigger sign than what we originally looked at. And so I asked Ann if she would kind of, just to give us a picture, the tape on the wall over here is going to show.
One of the dots is missing, isn't it? Or it got moved. Oh, it slid down the wall behind you already. Two of them slid down.
Oh, no, did they?
No,
yeah.
That's the size of it.
Yep.
So the outside perimeter is the big sign, and then the little square, kind of like a flag.
On this side?
Yes.
On the left?
Yes.
Gary's in the way.
It's the size of the first one.
Yep.
What's that?
Oh, one mark is giving me.
Gary's in the way. There's
some
dots.
Oh, yeah.
We originally talked about the signs, and then we talked about two. Truly, I don't know about putting one in the back. I don't think we need to do the expense in the back. We wanted to do something, even on the door, you could put maybe anything, just saying community center, if you wanted to put something.
Well, it's more of a loading and unloading place in the back.
Yeah.
Are these going to be put on the building, or are they out on the road?
On the building.
Oh, all right.
Okay, sure.
One of my thoughts was, we've got an ordinance on the size of signs.
But it's
this one looks pretty big, you know. I guess I didn't.
We have our own ordinance on our sizes.
We do.
Yeah.
In the city.
No, yeah, we could pass one to, if we wanted it that size.
Oh, absolutely, but it's rather unfair that we do that and no one else can.
Right. It sets a precedent.
I think we need to stick within our own ordinances. It sets a good precedence.
Okay.
But I mean, if this is going on a building, then that's isn't an issue, you know.
Well, the smaller one's 460 and the bigger one is 890. I think I'm voting for the smaller one for the simple fact that I think some of the money could be spent for other things than a sign. And that sign would be, it's not huge, but it's going to be visible. It's going to be nice.
Hold on.
Eye-catching.
What about having a larger one so they can see it from the street?
Go ahead, I'll let you.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we had a large enough one that you could actually read from the street, and then, I just don't know, I can't really visualize it where it would be, and then maybe have another one, if you're coming, walking in a different direction, that would be smaller, just to say, oh, this is where you
are. Well, there's only one entrance on that side of the building.
So yeah, which side?
On the south side.
Okay, but that's not the old, so from the street, is that the side?
Yeah, as you're going by this bus stop where all the buses go in the morning.
Okay, so that's...
Be next to it on the park side.
So that would be on the west side of the building?
No, the south side.
So it'd be on the south side?
Mm-hmm. Where the entrance is.
But then so you're not going to be able to see that really from the street, right? That's going to be on the south side.
No, well, you'll see it if you're coming from the south traveling north, you should be able to see it as soon as you get there, you know, right there it is. But typically, most people don't see anybody that's going to the community center. It's at the fire hall. So you see the fire hall's here, all the community center's here too. And then the sign
will be. Well, I'm just talking about if people didn't even know we had one, to have a sign out that says, by the way, this is a community center. Maybe they wouldn't even know DLA's had one if they were just kind of driving.
But we put it on that side of the building because that's where the entrance is. And anybody going north, I'm thinking the corner of the building.
Well, it might be kind of nice to have a smaller one on the entrance and a bigger one on the sides. When you drove by, you can see it.
Yeah, can they drop that screen so we can see the side? Oh, it doesn't really go all the way to the front. Yeah, that's the back door.
That's correct.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much
centered
the left
somewhere on the left side.
Yeah, I was thinking it would be set, I was thinking it would be either centered or just on the other side of that electrical stuff that's there, you know, so that.
Centered in that big square there.
So we're putting it on the fire hall?
Community center.
That end is the community center.
Right, but, okay.
It's one building, but there's a section on.
So, does the community ever use it?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
People use it for meetings and birthdays and showers and, yeah, since it's got cleaned up and painted and the kitchen's got a good, you know, it's got nice appliances and stuff that work now.
Yeah, I've got someone using it Saturday for their Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh. Well, that's good.
So we need to decide on the size and how many?
I think one sign and put it on the center of that south. Yeah, the south wall there.
Yeah, I agree.
The smaller one?
Oh, that look over there, they're gonna get lost in the side, well, it'll be centered.
I don't think, and it's.
Centered in that big opening.
And it's gonna show up, I mean, it's against that yellow or the, you know, the light color, it's gonna show up.
Pop up the other.
So it's gonna be in the, you said in the center of the south wall, or is it gonna be more of the southwest?
South.
So I can see it.
On the south.
Cause like the door's kind of in the center right now.
No, the door is more to the east.
It's easy to get a thumb back down.
I mean, how many times have I walked in that door? God, I think by now I remember. All right, well, I mean, you guys have already looked at it, so I'm assuming you already know it. You know, you've already kind of sized it out up there, so.
So I made a motion, we ordered one of the smaller signs to be mounted on the south side of the community center.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion?
And I would like to see the extra $110 for the automotive, so $460.
Oh.
Then the other amount would be what?
To go to the bigger one?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just to have the clear coat on, so hopefully it lasts longer.
Okay, are you amending your motion to include the clear coat?
Yeah, I'll make a motion, or I'll just, amend the motion to add the $110 for the UV clear coat for a total of $460.
And I'll second still.
Okay, then discussion. They do not install them.
Okay, well, I think we have maintenance people.
Well, it's a block, it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, we have maintenance people.
Okay.
Cool.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have in the extra, in your extra stuff, not in your packet, we have a resignation letter from Jeannie Bradley. Jeannie's been with the first responders 20 years.
25, actually.
I was going to say, she has been there like that
since
longer than 20. Outstanding, you know, and we're gonna miss her, but I understand, you know, for her reasoning. So we need to accept her letter of resignation.
Nope.
I'll make the motion that we accept a letter of resignation from Jeannie Bradley from the first responders.
I'll second.
What can we do for recognition or what?
Could you vote first?
Okay. Thank vote, you. Please.
Aye.
Aye.
We do have a recognition policy that I'll pull out if you want to stop in, or I could email it to you for years of service for okay. Different things to do.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's it for parks. So we'll go to fire and rescue, Jill.
One fire call and 5 medical in October.
And the fire, was that just a?
An accident.
Oh.
Mine kept going off when I was in Europe. I turned it off. I was trying to walk. I kept to look. Again, because I didn't have enough service to turn it off, so I kept thinking I wasn't getting it. It was annoying everybody.
I bet.
I didn't turn my phone off.
You didn't respond.
I did not respond. I didn't even say I wasn't coming because I couldn't. I didn't have service.
And I'm sorry, I put the Jeannie's letter under parks. It should have been under fire. Today was a little hectic.
Oh, I didn't even catch that either. Okay.
Say, what is the update on cost sharing of the emergency siren there?
There is a letter in your packet there that Kenny Roden, Emily Fire Department and Rescue or Fire Relief Association asked me to put together, of which went to a fire relief meeting. So the balance due on the sirens is the $8,800, and of which today Phil Yetzer stopped in with a check for $2,000. I was told that they were going to cover the full $8,000, but when he was in, he said, we're covering half of the $8,000. So
you're going to know we'll go down $2,400 at a later date?
Pardon? Yeah, he said then the other $2,400 would come at a later date. And the city of Emily had informed us that their 2024 budget would include half the balance for the $4,400. So I just thought you guys should be updated on that.
But if Phil brought you a check, was it from the fire department or was it from
fire relief?
The city?
It was fire relief. Not the city. Nothing to do with the city on this one. So next month I'll bring a resolution accepting that for you guys to accept that.
Pretty much covers the fire?
Yeah, I don't
think so. Okay. Road construction and maintenance, Mark Bradley.
Brush dump. Your first page shows a 2-acre parcel that they drew out there. I went and visited the site. I don't think we want to do anything there. It's all 200 plus year old Norways and white pine. In white pine, you can't even put your arms halfway around. And that probably includes 80% of the 2 acres. I don't think we want to turn that into a dump.
No.
That's way too pretty. And it's also very visual from County Road 1. You know, if you look at that, where County Road 1 runs, maybe it really wouldn't make sense. Another thought on this for the brush dump, and Brian has always been very open to sharing and possibly dealing with the city, is maybe we could take, if you look at that red, it's kind of hard to tell, but right below the black line, there's a, that's where the pit starts. Yeah.
What?
Actually, so no, the road.
What are you talking about?
Brian Dolby's property right here. This is their Anderson Brothers pit road. This has all been harvested in timber. Well, this part of it has been. I wonder if we could talk to Brian about maybe using this for a brush dump. Currently, and actually I should ask Justin when he's here, their CUP for this property does not include any hauling in. Maybe we could amend that if we could get to let people dump yard rubbish. But on that same note, talking with one of the Anderson Brothers representatives today, we got to be real careful about it. Just open the gate and monitor it because people will abuse it, not take their leaves out of garbage bags, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or it becomes a maintenance issue on our end.
Right.
And so we'll have to keep that gate closed and locked, which Anderson Brothers generally does. Maybe only open it one day a year, make a notice to everybody that, okay, it's going to be open in the fall, afternoon.
That can be ratified by being open, like you say, for one or two weekends and right. Have somebody staff.
I think that's where Crooked Lake runs theirs, if I'm not mistaken.
What's that?
I believe that's where Crooked Lake runs theirs, up on 48 there. I know I came through there that one day this spring, and boy, they had people out on the road directing traffic and people coming in there, and, you know, after raking in the spring or something.
So do a spring and maybe 2 days in the fall or what have you.
Right.
Weekends, like he's mentioned, because sometimes people come up and they have their places and they finally get it done, or they do it over 2 weekends and get all their bait and whatever together. It might be nice to
do it on a Saturday from 8 to noon or something.
Right.
But I don't think that is one of the options. Chad also brought up, so we looked at possibly going to Skeet. David's here. We've also talked to David possibly about buying more ground from him, whether we do a leaf demo there. I don't know if we would want to do that, because this would be a pile we'd probably burn once a year just to get rid of it and start over, but I really don't think we'd want to do that right here if David parted with his, or even, I don't know. I think it's too visual out there on the
Well, and Justin did state too, he needs to see the city take any, you know, commercial, the possibility of any commercial businesses here. That if you did consider this, that maybe you could put it in the back. Yeah. So then you're not taking up any prospects for commercial business. So.
Chad has also brought up, and well, this was actually brought up by Tom Strack, was this 16-acre parcel, which Chad Grisso set up a really nice drawing of how we could possibly lay out the 16 acres. If we move the maintenance building up there, it does put them 2.5 miles from here, which is most of the maintenance is this building and or fire hall. So it's got its pros and cons on that part of it. It is 16 acres, that's already got road frontage, it's high ground. He placed his salt shed about as far from the water as you can on the property. We could put a well that would cover a fire pump for a fire truck, so we put a big enough well in there that we would use it for water on Kiva Lake Road.
That'd be nice.
Which is a big plus. And it'd have room for your community garden, because it's all, this was all harvested last year, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years. And it's been an ongoing thing. Actually, it's on this upper part. Remember that? It's not Ryerson. One of the other people that's on planning and zoning that lives on Kego had them go
through,
and I think they planted trees up there, or they wanted this county to plant trees that are.
That was on another, on the gravel.
That was on the other parcel here. That wasn't on
the
gravel.
Yeah, part of the north.
That was on the gravel.
Okay. Are we meeting with the county?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is someone needs to help me draft a letter. They want a letter ahead of time of the December 19th meeting stating why we want the property, what our intent is with it, and if we're looking at it for free, for a discounted rate, or full market value. So they want the board the option to have all their information in front of them to read and understand before that meeting takes place.
Whose property is this?
It's county property.
And there is no rush on this. He said there was an opening at the December meeting, but if it needs to go to January, that's fine. I just don't want to see us rush into anything. I don't, you know, to purchase any property right now, I think we just have to be very wise and really think about what we're going to use this property for and the value it brings to our citizens.
Yes. And on the same note, Dave just left. So I don't even know what his feelings are on part of
it. He has stated make him an offer.
Yep, he had stated. I talked to him and he was no at first, and then he thought about it and he said to make an offer. So
hey, what about this other parcel? Is there anything on that as far as
across the road?
Across the road.
Skeet's
he's
more worried about, he doesn't know what he wants to do with that property at this point. But on that same note, he wants to stay in, he'd like us to stay in one corner or the other. I don't think taking all that road frontage, I think if you took that and put it long ways in, and maybe we wouldn't have to do it.
We're still, you know, it's the river over on that side, though. That's kind of
well, you're quite a ways from the river. Yeah. Oh, you're not quite 40 acres over the river, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's on private property to get to the river too, beyond that, so.
I did contact a realtor, which she was going to give me an estimate on the value of the Poets property, of which I haven't heard back from her. I've contacted her twice. I just went on and did the market value of the land, and I think it was 4,000 an acre. And that's approximately, you know, I'm not a
that
surveyor.
That applies to all of this?
I know. Exactly. So it's all over the place.
Well, it depends on what the property has on it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the island, lowland.
So is council feeling like we should work and get a letter to them, which we have to do like ASAP, or go to their January meeting?
Well, I think that we start working on it, and if it comes together.
Okay. Either way, it wouldn't hurt to own 16 acres of.
True.
That would really be nice. It really
right now, our city owns
community gardens,
the chunk we're sitting on, which I think encompasses. Anybody know how many acres we've got here?
Five, six, I think. And David's property would about double it, I believe.
That's kind of what we were looking at, yeah. Property just 40 acres just sold right across from Steve Dahlke, and they got $6,000 an acre for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it just depends on what the county wants. When we approached them to buy this little corner where the post office was, it was out of sight what they wanted, so.
Oh. Probably would be best to work with the county.
Yeah, I think it would be good if we could work with the county if they were going to be reasonable about the price.
Right. Exactly.
Like, and if we came up with good reasons for why we wanted to do this, like it's going to enhance the county citizens.
Well, you know, and we put on there that we put a well in deep enough to service fire trucks.
Yeah. And the county, the community gardens, I know they like, I mean, yeah. I think people in general like that, but I think that's a nice.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of bullet points that make that them want to help. I mean, if you watch the video that Ann's forwarded us earlier, how they're looking at it, I really think it's a win-win. So, yes, I think we try to draft a check.
Well, I was just going to say that right now, too, that 16 acres, it's all impacted, so nothing's growing there. There's no trees coming up. It's all impacted where that's where they loaded and unloaded the logs. So it's all compacted, so no trees will come up. So.
I'm just saying
the county's looking at it as useless.
Oh, yeah. Good to know.
So.
And I guess we would have to cross that bridge when we got there, but if you look at that very corner where Edgewild, if anybody knows the road at all, Edgewild has their sign in that corner. I guess I would opt to let them leave that there. That's where those three green trees are, where the wedge is. I'd like to let them leave that there.
And I'd definitely, then, if we are pursuing this, then we'd have to get the city attorney involved in.
Cause. But I think it would be, like you said, it would give us some acreage.
I know, but we do need to consider, though, the distance, so right, I want you to not forget that.
Right, it's not right next door. The ideal situation would be if we could get property that was close to here.
This is so nice, it's so large. That's
I like
big
that.
Plus on that.
I like the part on that, too. And if we could get it at a good price.
Right, you know, I think 4,000 an acre, 16 acres, you're $64,000. So, you know,
And that's some place we could move the brush dump to, and he actually has it on.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things that can go in there, and it kind of solves a lot of our problems. I mean, if you would, maybe not problems so much as. You know, we talked about community gardens and brush dumps and stuff like that. Maintenance shed, it really kind of takes care of a lot of things, not saying any of these other properties won't. I think another great one is the one right here, because it's already there.
And that's where I wish David wouldn't have left, because
He couldn't hear you. He couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Can you hear back there, Dave?
I can hear. I know Dave can't hear.
He couldn't hear anything.
Dave can't hear when you're sitting next to him.
Because I'm sure that's why he was here, but he was not understanding anything that was going on.
Well, I think we just need to do it formally through our attorneys in the office of sending out information both from the county and from private individuals.
Well, and I think, too, that reach out to Skeet, too, again, with you or I, because how do we know he wouldn't sell us 10 acres?
Right.
Here's my other thing, though.
How do you do that?
It's worth asking, though.
So, some of the stuff that we're looking at, I don't think that's so bad that it's not super close to the city like building. You know, some of it might be, you know, I don't know how it works with Chad, but I mean, some of the stuff might be harder to beat because it's a little bit farther away, but some of the stuff like the community garden, I don't think anybody cares if they're close to the...
Right.
This area, or some of this other stuff, it seems like it doesn't matter if it's close to this building or not,
right,
except for convenience for Chad to be able to get to some of the stuff that he needs to get to. But
the community garden would be nice by the park, to be honest.
Like right over here?
Well, it would be. You know, by moving, if we end up moving the maintenance shop and fire department in time, that'd be a great spot for it.
It would. To keep, I just don't want our community to spread out. I want it to grow right here.
And I agree, you do want it to stay as a city center.
I do, because we don't have, this is all we have.
That's true. That's a good point.
But the biggest thing, going back to it, is the rubbish, yard debris. I mean, so if we could buy that, even if we paid $64,000 for it, which sounds outrageous.
And I think it is outrageous, and I think especially if they see it as junk, we could probably get it for less.
So if we can buy that, even if we just used it, I don't know how we would coordinate it off for the dumping area, but it's just...
In order to draft this letter, do you need council approval or offer?
I don't think it's at that stage yet. I think they just want details of what property we want, what our use is, and what we're looking at. Are we looking at free, that we want it for free, a reduced rate, or we're going to pay full value, what they're asking?
I don't understand. So we're not making an offer? We just tell them the information, I want it for free, or I want it for...
Because it's just the beginning, where then the board will discuss whether or not they even will consider selling. Nobody has said that they're interested in selling. At this
well,
point.
If we say we want it for free, are they going to stomp on our foot and say,
well, I think we put
here.
That in a letter.
I mean, wow. I'm just saying, I mean, does that close the door on us then? No matter what our
offer. Maybe what we say is we definitely prefer to be free, but we're open to reduce, you know, since the land is, however you word that Chad is talking about, you know, we prefer to buy it at a reduced rate since it's not.
Right, and if Chad, you know, he knows the land, if he has things to put in this leather that say, well, the timber values this, you know.
Sorry, but harvested, there's no reason.
Yes.
Well, the thing to say would be it was harvested, and I believe that's harvested in 17 or 18, and there's no regenerative growth. Typically, like when Dave harvested, you saw it 6 months.
Right.
You couldn't see Cassie's house. Yeah. And that's 5 years, and they don't even have hardly twigs.
So I'm just looking.
Grown, but
I'm,
very well.
I'm just looking for a couple of people to help me draft this, so we can get it out.
I can help you, and I think we can get some input from Chad with his knowledge.
That'd be nice.
And I don't know. I don't think there's a big rush on it. December meeting, when do they meet in December, 19th. Do you know?
The 19th.
19th.
Just a busy,
we do
it's
push
just
it
a busy time.
A little bit, because
I know what's going on.
End of the year.
If it doesn't, let's say you start to draft it and you just don't feel like it's ready, then don't submit it in December. You know,
but there's no, I don't think we should set a deadline for it, but we should get started on it so we know what we want to put in it.
That's what I'd like to be on there. I'd like to be on there December 19th, just at least some sort of letter to them say, yes, we're interested in the property. Here's our thought, and push them forward. I think all of this could be on this side of the property. You're talking 16 acres. You could easily have a 2 acre, I don't think a community garden, probably 2 acres would be a huge garden, even if you broke it up 10 ways. That's more garden than anybody's got that I'm aware of. And it could all stay on this side of the road, which is protecting the lake on this side of the road.
Okay, but is it going to be cause problems if we rush it for the December 19th meeting?
I just think you have more to think about. You have so much to think about, because do you realize what that's going to cost to do all that?
Well, oh, for sure, do it all the right way.
Okay, because that might be part of their plan too, but I don't know.
Want to see what we're looking at, what we're thinking about doing. And yeah, this is all wish right now.
Mm-hmm. Would it be put in things like doing that community garden and putting a well up there that can mm-hmm. service the fire truck?
Definitely.
And the main reason we went to them back 2 weeks ago or whatever, we had that meeting?
Yep, in here.
On the video. It's fresh in their minds right now. So I don't want to push that we're going to buy it right away, but let's keep it while it's on the top of it.
I agree with you, Mark. And at this point, there's more value for us to be owning this property than the county is.
It's not on the tax roll anyway.
Right.
They're not getting any money for it.
Right. And if they made, they've already made the offer, but gave us the options of free, reduced, or full.
Not they.
And we never even
That's said. Not their board, though. This is just two employees wanting this information prior
so that they for the
board.
To
the board, I don't think, from what I understood from Tom, the board has no idea about this yet. I mean, they might.
So that was so that in December when they would get the letters and
yes.
Okay. So that we at least get something submitted so it gets up on their board's radar.
Okay.
Because it's like here, nothing in government happens fast, regardless.
Oh gosh, no.
Especially the higher up you go, the slower it gets. So I think we want to try to get something by their December 19th, at least the letters.
That's fine, we can.
I just want to say that we're also properties. You know, none of this happens quickly, and it's going to drag on. The sooner we get our foot in the door, the sooner we start the process.
It might take a year to get to that.
Absolutely. Sure.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Just to even obtain the land. Right. Starting.
And at that point, all we can do is get in a garden, and then why put in a garden if you don't have a well? So we punch in the necessities and then move along with other things. Moving maintenance up there, perhaps. We still haven't decided what we're going to do there. So that's 5 years down the line. But at least we own some more dirt.
Well, it doesn't rule out us getting anything closer, like with Dave's property, because that might be something that we would want, especially if we're moving buildings, we still want it kind of centered. Well,
and that's my thoughts on this too. We've got about $350,000 out there. Yeah, a lot of that's a building and suck up a bunch, but what would stop us from, okay, this is $64,000, we go to Dave for, what is your parcel on Dave? Is that 5 acres?
Yeah.
5 acres, of that's $84,000. If we offer him 4. Okay, say he takes 6, that's $30,000. That puts us $94,000. That's $100,000 worth of ground. That's a pretty darn good deal for 2 pretty good chunks for the city.
I agree.
This one being, because the other thing, if we expand the pickleball courts, at this point, if we don't buy the property from Dave, we end up needing a new septic system because the septic system is going to have to move. If we buy Dave's property, we jump it out this way. And then like Ann said, she wants the garden close to
that would be nice,
there. Well, we've already got water out to the
pavilion, right?
It probably wouldn't take that much more to trench 200 feet. You're going to lose volume. I'm not sure how we would do that as far as for watering a garden. Would we have that much?
And I could do some research on what other places have done.
Well, there's always grants out there, too.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
But I think it would be best for the city to spend maybe up to $100,000 on 2 parcels of property that would help the city move forward.
And that takes us well in our future. That's something we're not talking about today.
Right.
We're looking 40, 50 years, and we need more property the city owned here.
Yes.
I truly believe.
I agree.
And trying to acquire both parcels, I would not be against that. It just kind of sets us for future expansion, and you know that's going to happen. You know?
Well, and I think Ann has a point that he says 5 acres right now, and maybe he would, maybe just to tell him to keep his, see if he could keep his mind open if in the future he realizes he could, if there's another 5 acres attached to that.
And on that note, probably almost, this map is so terrible, I'm going to my own X just for reference. Probably an acre of that is already on the easement issue. I don't know what this easement that David has bought from David.
Yeah.
So we just, we so 20% of that ground, we've already got an easement on. Now we have control over it as far as other issues.
Right.
I think both parcels would be a huge winner. And even if we had to offer Dave if he takes $6,000 an acre, I'd say we jump on it.
I think we talk to a realtor and get, I'm not saying no, I'm just saying let's talk to a realtor and just see also what they suggest. And then we talk to Dave and say, hey, this is what the realtor suggests. Would you go for that? You know, and if he doesn't, then we can negotiate from there.
I think we'd look the other way, but at this point we've already given them $5,000 just for the easement.
Right.
And we just ignore that and give them, let them keep that. We just, here, we want to buy it. Well, you can keep that $5,000 and we're going to, discuss that.
That's passed. That's done.
Agreed.
That's over and done. But we don't hold that as, we already gave you $5,000, we're just going to give you $25 more. No, we're just, that's over and done.
Right, that's passed.
That's passed. Now you don't pay taxes on this
thing. Moving forward.
Because he's paying taxes on that easement still. So the $5,000 we gave him, I'm sure the taxes have eaten a chunk of that up. Because that was 2011 when we came here?
2005.
So yeah, and we all know our taxes have done over and above all since then.
Okay, so we get ready to draft a letter to the county about the 16 acres, and we will do some checking.
Okay, so the 2 acres is out. Or do you want to know what they want for it?
I think the county's going to get in trouble if they go ahead and cut all of the 200-year-old.
Yeah, I don't think we want to move up on the 2 acres. If we're going to have to cut all them big trees out of there.
So then putting a brush dump in the gravel pit is not a...
We could go down that route, but I would rather pursue these two angles myself.
Okay.
I think they both make a lot more sense.
Is that gravel pit exhausted? Or is there still...
No, gravel? I think there's about... When I met with them 4 or 5 years ago, they had 300 and some thousand yards yet to go. Mm-hmm. And I want to say of that, they were in there for the County Road 1 project, so I'm going to say they probably still have 150,000 yards to go.
So that's a revenue stream we should look at too.
What's that?
That's a revenue stream we should look at also for future overlay work.
Well,
if that gravel pit is operational.
Yeah, well, we've talked, they lease it from Brian Doby. And Brian Doby has a plan that when that is exhausted, that he's going to import, and don't quote me on the number, I want to say 160,000 yards of bentonite and line the entire pit with bentonite and create a lake. Mm-hmm. Right now it's, I don't want to say it's even close to the water table. I don't know how far down it is. It does hold water on a wet year in the low area from compaction. They've kind of got it dished out. At this point, they're down to the sand layer, which is, other than for a bituminous mix, is useless to anybody.
Oh, it's something to keep in the back of our heads on that.
There is, I did talk to the head gravel guy, soil expert down there, and he said they did find another seam of class five or clay, so they were going to make class five there one more time also. But this project is due to happen in 2024. County Road 1 from, is it going in two parts? Are going to be the Emily half and then be this half, I think? Chad, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Because they stopped at 66, so I think they're doing like 66 to 3 possibly next year, and then the following year they do from 3 down 1.
Okay.
No, I thought it was,
that's one section.
This is Emily all the way to County Road 66.
I thought too when I read it.
One section.
Okay. I thought they were breaking it two. Maybe it's the E from Emily to the county line and the other half.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Anything else, Perk?
Nope. Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we're wrapped up. Chad?
Yes, Chad?
I don't know. Did you guys receive a road maintenance schedule in
yes, we did.
Your packet? I've scheduled
yes,
about
page 40. Hang on, should I let her find her page? So page 53.
Starts on page 50. Or I'm sorry. It might, I don't know.
And you have to line up 50 and 53 together because this doesn't make any sense because there's no name. So you got to.
And we honor you. You see, I extended the 5-year plan for the roads. So it's extended up 5 years. Next year, I have approximately 3 miles of gravel roads that need to be re-graveled, and I've already got the hauler lined up and ready to go for next term.
Which three are those going to be?
Huh?
Which three are those going to be?
They say on there 2024.
Looks like North Eagle Lake Road.
Yeah, Meyer Lake Road.
River Lane. Pistol Lake. Majestic. Oh yeah, Meyer. I missed that one. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do we have all the gravel for that? We do. Great.
So you do have enough gravel in that?
Yep.
Two piles. You got two piles up there, right?
Yeah. And I've already got the hauler lined up for next spring.
Perfect.
So, I just wanted to show you guys that so you have to look at.
Thanks. Does your is your hauler belly dumps then?
Nope.
Then you do end dumps for all of them?
It's end dumps. It's only 3 miles of road really, so it shouldn't take much.
Well, I was just thinking about like Majestic and stuff. And North East, but they're all pretty tight.
And as far as the grader update, it's supposed to arrive in Brainerd on Thursday, and then it goes to Little Falls to get fitted with the cutting it and Packard, and then we'll be getting it after that. Though, I don't know, I imagine it'll be December. Tomorrow I have somebody coming from Wolford Township, which is over by Crosby, to look at our existing grader.
What is the value of our existing grader?
Doesn't matter. Ziegler is selling it to Ziegler. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, they are buying that from us.
They're actually selling it.
Okay, so perfect. Because that's going to change the price.
Before they're getting it, so.
That was deducted from the price of the grader.
Okay.
So. Good.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
The liquor store report. Randy.
Okay, I'm going to cover a couple new things quite quickly. But if you want to look at the P&L statement for October, you can look and chime in anytime you feel like, Diana.
Okay.
But last October, our total sales was just a shade over $70,000. For October of this year, 2023, we're at 75. So about the same going across the board. You look at the gross profit for 2022, about $41,000 in gross profit compared to just shy of $37,000 for this year. You go down and take a look at your net profit for October 22 was $13,000 and change. And we're currently for October was about $7,800, $7,900. But if you look at the year to date, we're at $73,500, and for 2023 we're at $73,140. So we're holding our own for the profit and loss statement on that going forward. So we had, and you might comment, Diana, we had some expenditures on some maintenance that affected us this year, or has affected us.
Yeah.
Well, the ice dam for a huge chunk of money, too, earlier this year, and that was on this year's.
Right.
And then that was a way unforeseen.
HVAC and the cooler and
the ice machine.
We added insulation then at that point.
So there's some definitely cost out there that we didn't have.
Absolutely.
Does anybody have any questions or comments on the P&L? Okay. Ann, you might comment, or Diana, you also has talked a little bit about the credit card processing provider.
What did we meet
last week? You, myself, Ann, and the mayor, and we've got some cost savings initiatives that we can take a look at.
Is that a new POS system, or
A new credit card processing company rather than we're with Heartland right now, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she can just save us more money that way. And I've been talking with her also to charge back the customers for the credit card processing fee, because that is eating us up.
Additional charge.
There's a fee I believe if we charge 2.5%, I think, mm-hmm. That would cover the cost, and then we might even get a little kickback on that. Some places are charging like 4%.
The Legion across Lake is one. Is there
3.75?
And I think that's just too much for us. So pay cash or pay up. Right. I would rather stay at the 2.5, you know, and not gouge the customers. So that's just my thought.
You're gonna get flack, you know, and stuff. Anyways. But I think people are getting more used to it. More and more places are doing it.
Yep.
It is a huge cost. And you can always steer them toward the ATM.
Absolutely.
You know, they can spend the $3 to get their $100 out, and it's, you know.
Yeah. Or pay 4% on it.
Or play 4%.
If we go the way we're heading down the road by switching providers and then maybe putting a little bit towards the bar, I think it was right around 17,000 or 15,000 we could realize over the next year.
Yeah, that's nice.
So it's not chump change.
Right, it's money that we're losing out on.
Right,
yeah. $17,000 is currently what we're paying for credit card usage.
Well, if you look on your P&L, I'm sorry to interrupt, your credit card fees, you know, under dues and subscriptions, okay. I mean, look at August, it was $1,800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and October it was $1,200. Yeah, so you are looking at probably $15,000 to $17,000 a year.
Right.
Does your the credit card system you have now, does that work in conjunction with your POS system?
No, we'll have to get new machines then.
We're probably going to be less than $17,000.
Definitely.
I think what she said was, new machines will cost $300, but they'll sell what we have and try to get $100 for each.
Oh,
so it might only cost her $100 to $150.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh. And that's all to save, you know, in the long run.
In changing over this, I'm not real up on this, but in changing over this hardware, have we looked at a, you know, is it good? You know, comments or something as to other people who've used it, and it's a good, really works great system, or?
So she actually, where I met her was at the MMBA conference, and that's how I got to know her, and a lot of the places use her, and she's a very reputable person.
Because we've had a lot of problems with this. I mean, they sell us something, they don't stand behind it, is the feeling I get sometimes.
She seems very genuine, and she's very easy to work with, and it seems like...
And honestly, we're not changing anything as far as the point of sale.
No.
This is just a little thing to run our credit cards through.
And yes. I mean, I just want to make sure everything works good,
right? Yep.
Instead of just stumbling blindly.
And but we could stay with who we have now and still charge the customers back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still going to, they charge us, Heartland costs a lot to process,
right.
Where she's going to be cheaper to process.
You know, as long as it works good, that's great. You know, I just don't want to get into something else that, you know, they sell it hard up front and then they walk away once they get your check, and that's kind of how I feel about some of the things we've gone through here, you know, so.
Absolutely.
And so this have nothing to do with the POS system. This is strictly for the credit card.
Yes.
Will the machines talk to each other? That's one of the things we need.
Yeah.
And we still... You said you talked about switching POSs again at one point, I thought.
We went back and forth on it, you know, and just there's a one out there that it really hasn't been tried and true, kind of like what Gary was saying. But if, you know, maybe 2-3 years down the line, if it works for other places for the on and off together, I would be happy to do something like that, because right now it's just so hard to get the on and off to be together.
Well, even like 3 years of this kind of savings before we even got to that point would be helpful.
Right.
Yeah, what did we, do you recall we paid for that?
For the POS system?
Yeah.
I want to say right around 15.
Mm-hmm.
And on that same note, and we're also paying, what, $1,000 or $1,500 a year for support?
I think it's only like 12.
It's 12.
12 to 14, 12. Somewhere in there. And so, yeah. Well,
$600 twice a year, right?
Twice a year, yeah.
But you might have that with any point of sale that you go with.
Definitely.
It's the support.
Yeah.
But at one point, they weren't giving you any support either. Is that that we switched from them?
Their support was horrible, and I told Karen and I discussed it, and we decided we weren't going to pay their support for 6 months, you know, and then stuff happened and we ended up going back with them, and unfortunately we've been having problems with it all of deer season, from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I called them like 8 times within that 4 day
period.
Still
not getting any support.
They say they're working on it. It seems to be working now, but how long it's going to work, I can't tell you.
So you're busy again, working.
Right.
We're not satisfied.
Exactly. Yeah, you just went through three of the busiest days
ever. We're not busy.
Right. Right.
I mean, luckily it wasn't July.
Right. Right. Exactly. And it has been. When it's been down, it's been, busy.
Did.
Yep. Or St. Patty's Day. Oh, we had it on St. Patty's
Day. Kind of
day
for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Dick, maybe you have a question?
Well, do customers have the option to do debit or credit?
I believe so.
Do they? Because I've been to businesses where they're like, we're going to charge you 3% to use credit, to use debit.
It's lower.
It's
nothing.
Good.
I think this one, I think it is, if you pay cash, then it's nothing, but if you use a card, I think
even if you use debit, it's still charged.
I believe so. That's what when we talked to her, I thought maybe there was a different percentage for the debit and the credit card, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
But
Because there are a lot of places that you can use a debit for free.
Okay.
Or a very little.
Sure. Because it comes straight.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you don't take checks. So.
Right. No,
because it's like writing a check without the bounce issue.
Yeah, because it comes out right now.
It either comes out or it doesn't. Like, when you have to, you don't. Yeah. So that might be something to look into, too, because I think if people have debit cards, they probably want to.
The only way I'd do that, though, is if it's automatic, because you and your staff can't decide. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The machine will have to decide.
Yeah. Like, and you don't that. Have the deal where the people right. have it right here.
You no. Or you
well,
put
so
debit
you'd have to put a pin in. You'd have to put a pin in for the debit anyway. Like, if you want to use a debit, you have almost every place asks for a pin.
And you aren't going to give a pin to the bartender.
No, but you can bypass the pin most times, too.
Yeah, if you want to use credit. Not if you want to use your debit. If you want to use your debit, you have to put your PIN in.
I don't.
I don't.
Really?
So,
don't have to.
But then a lot of times they'll charge it as a, if they charge it, they'll charge it as a credit card. They'll use the percentage of the credit card if you don't put the debit.
I've never seen the difference, but I've not done that to that many places. I know in Texas, and that's when I came back last year, every place down there, you use a card, it doesn't matter what card, you get charged a percentage. Right. In fact, when your bill comes, it's already on there. The total is already on there. And then if you pay cash, then they will there's figure it and you get your cash back.
That's interesting because I don't think banks really charge anything for debit. But the credit cards charge. Like if you use a Visa or a MasterCard, that's when you get charged. And so it's interesting that they'd be throwing
them. I think we'd almost need a machine that could differentiate between the two rather.
Well, they do. I think they're just, okay. I think when you enter if you enter your PIN, I think it does, but maybe it's also up to the bank now. Maybe they're starting to charge debits. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So you need a motion.
But when we run a slip, okay, so I'm paying my tab and I gave you my debit card. And that's going to come up on your report, when you do your report, that however many cards you took that day, you get charged a percentage for each card, regardless of if it's a debit or a credit, do you not?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Currently or with the new system?
No, currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I need a
motion. Okay, go on to...
We need a motion
on the credit card thing, please.
I make a motion we let Diana upgrade the credit card machine for the price of
whatever it costs.
I would.
We need a
sorry,
number.
I would just say for her to switch credit card processing provider, period. Then another motion, maybe, to say beginning such and such date that there will be a charge. And okay, so now I'm thinking this through. So I need to charge then when people come in here and pay for permits and stamps then. Do I need to charge them?
You would have to, yes.
Okay.
Would you be charging your system also?
If you're using that.
I go over there and use the credit card machine.
Then you would have to.
But isn't there a button?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there will be a button that says credit card or cash.
Okay.
So if you hit credit
perfect.
Card...
I just want it very clear because that changes the dynamics over here too then for people buying stamps and permits.
Well, they can use cash, can't they?
Yeah, or they can write a check.
So
what if you were to go to the post office and buy stamps with a credit card?
No, I don't pay any additional.
Yeah, see, that's where it's getting kind of
same fun. With the building permit.
Maybe you guys need a credit card thing over here then.
That's actually true. Yeah, we might
have to consider that. Do you want to follow through on that with your provider about putting another... So I'll change my motion to Diana to allow Diana to upgrade her credit card user?
System, yeah. And
system?
Machines.
As one motion.
I'll second.
Hello?
Aye.
And a second motion saying we're going to let our
just hang out, if I can, just for a second. You know, to come back to the stamp and permit thing, then the city is picking up the tax on, or the 3%.
The charge, well, actually.
Or whatever it may be.
So why couldn't you take one of our old credit card machines and use it over here?
Then she'd have to stay with Heartland, would she not?
Sorry.
I thought about that.
When you talk to your vendor, ask them about putting a machine over here. Is it hardwired through the phone then?
There's wireless ones though, too.
Well, yeah, you have one that you'll probably change, right, but you'll probably get money back.
I don't know
if I'm feeling like now I would like council to put the brakes on until next month.
Yeah, because this is, like I say, you could go to the post office and buy a roll of stamps for face value, but here you're going to pay percentage more.
Well, what I'd like to do is go in my clerk's member link and I put out an email, and all these clerks are going to reply and say exactly how they handle credit card processing in the city offices.
So I think we should still leave that motion on the table for letting her do that, and then we'll wait until
the provider.
And charging people, because I would like to start at December 1st, or I'm going to lose a whole another month.
Yes, right.
I agree. That could help. Yeah. At the end.
So we move forward with that.
So I won't sell anything with cards anymore. Because I can't. I'm going to have to charge the people the processing fees starting now. So
if you don't like it, you got to go over to Emily or Cross Lake or...
I guess it's a 2.5% convenience fee to walk in here.
Okay. So who made the motion?
I'll second it.
And Randy already did.
No, that was the first motion.
Oh, this is my second motion.
Could you read the first motion back, please?
To allow Diana to switch credit card providers.
Okay, and we voted on that?
You did.
Was only yes. Okay,
I believe.
The second one would be making our patrons aware of a 2.5% charge.
So I do have a question before we do that. Is there a way that she could... But then we'd be paying it. So are we paying it now? If they're buying it now,
the bar's paying it.
You've been paying it all along for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So the bar has been paying it.
Yes.
Correct.
So I don't know that it's fair for us to pick up the 2.5%. So we're losing money with stamps right now, 2.5% or whatever.
Right, but that's how it works. You have businesses that you go in, but they build it in their price. But we're government. We don't sell that much, you know? So, yes, the city's picking up the tab on that, or the bar.
We're looking
to that. So what we could do is, couldn't we just see if there's a way for that to be reversed just for the city, if that's an issue? Just to see. Maybe there's not a way, and that's no big deal. But if there is a way for that one that we'd be bought separately for the city...
Yeah, if they could get their own machine without that doesn't have the 2.5% onto it that stays over here in the city,
right?
But with this company, and the city's going to have to eat the 2.5%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No stamps. We sell.
No, that's for the bar. I totally agree. So for the bar, I totally agree with exactly how she's talking about it. Put that cost on the customer. I understand. And if you're trying to sell stamps, which is not a lot of people come in here for that, then maybe if there's a way for it to be reversed, just...
Well, like I say, I'll see if other cities are doing it, then I'll charge the
2.5%. Right.
Approximately how many stamps and stuff do we sell? And I think where it would get to be a little bit more is on permits if people are using their credit cards.
Right.
So if that's the case, if we need to get our own credit card reader in there for that reason, then we'd use that.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
But don't you, do you see that that's being paid by check, majority of that?
Mm-hmm. The stamps, there's quite a
not
few sales.
But the
permits.
The permit fees.
But they do use their cards though, because they're not here. And they just call their number in.
At 2.5% on the average permit, say $400, it's less than that, the average cost of credit. I'm going to talk 10
bucks.
Bucks,
yeah.
10 bucks.
10 bucks.
To use a credit card. I'm going to stick with it's 2.5. We're going to let our patrons know there'd be a 2.5% charge on all credit card transactions. Whether that be a roll of stamps or a $400 permit, you're talking minimal dollars.
Yeah.
from 400, it's 10 bucks.
Because that's what we're being charged currently.
And currently the city's eating that, so.
Bar's eating it.
That's the huge one, is the bar.
Because she goes over to the bar.
There, a second?
So we have a motion?
I have a motion.
And we got a second?
I second.
Okay. When is this going to start? When is this taking effect?
December 1. Are you going to put signage as such?
Absolutely, yep.
It'll be listed on the receipts too.
Right.
Yep, I'll let, but then, so at least then they're aware, you know, that, because of the regulars and stuff, or anybody actually.
Right, well, and I see it all the time in places I go, it's right there in the back wall. And actually, the most one I've seen is a 3.75.
Right.
Or 3.78.
Yeah, 2.5 is in the back. We need to vote on the motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, the next one is discuss alarm activation, list of who reports to calls. So I wanted this one on here because we, there for a while, in October, I was up here 2 nights in a row, like 3-4 times a night. For me, now not having anybody at my house to come up with me, it's a little scary. Being here by myself.
He came up here because of the alarm.
Yes. So I don't know if there's something else we can do so it's not me being the first one up here by myself to respond to this stuff.
How long do you have to wait for police to show up generally?
It depends where they're at. You know, if there's not a county deputy close, they send Cross Lake. So it just depends, but I don't know.
Like in October here, you were there.
I was, well, Chad responded too.
And how long did it take for the police to get there?
He beat me here.
Oh.
But, like, them kind of nights, you know, it'll go off, and it's like, okay, there's nobody here, it's all fine. Well, you'll get home, and it goes off again. Well, then I just tell the alarm company, don't send the cops back out because they charge us after a while. They only give us so many responses.
Why was it going off? Was it just an electronic issue?
Yeah, or? There was something waving in front of the motion detector.
Okay.
So finally figured that out.
I don't think anybody should be coming in here until the police show up.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
You know, if you drive by, just keep on going. Mm-hmm. If there's something going on, and then call the police again. But
when's the last time they've charged?
I don't know.
I don't recall.
Been told that they respond 3 times in a year, and then after that, you start getting.
Because I think we should follow up on that too.
Okay.
Because if there isn't a charge,
then it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's still a serious question to be answered.
But it's scary.
Well, yeah, I don't think anybody other than law enforcement ought to be coming in here.
That's right.
It's an unknown situation.
Right.
You're putting yourself in danger.
I would go around the building and see if everything looks secure, and I would bring the Weimers with me, and I'd open the door and let the Weimers in first.
Well, like I say, I think it should wait until the police show.
Yeah.
I mean, we could come up all the way for bear and then we can shoot all of the cops.
If we're not
going
to get charged, then
I'll call Crow and Connie.
Then I don't mind being the first ones here because I'm the closest, but I just don't want to be here and then have to wait a half an hour, right?
Well, like I say, I think if there's something going on, you just don't. You keep going.
Right.
And call 911 and tell them that. You know.
Right.
Is the issue the fact that you're the one that has to call each time? Like, is that part of it?
You have
to
call us. I'm
the first one that gets called.
Yes. I see.
And before I'd have Chad come up with me.
Right.
Well, now that's not possible. So, yes, I just don't feel comfortable coming up here by myself. Right. Being the first one here.
Yeah.
So, that's just my issue.
And when I come, I have my radio.
Right.
So I'm in contact with the sheriff's department on the way here.
Okay.
He's talking to me on the phone. If I come here and I walk into the building, first I circle the building, and then I'll go in. And if something's in there and something's going on and I have my radio, I can push that little red button and I'll get every person here in the county within 10 minutes.
Yeah. Awesome.
So
Okay, let's work on that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, next up is discuss new NVR and cameras. So Dylan was here last Friday.
I don't have the new one up there. I just got it.
He put the new NVR in the office to start recording, and the old one's here. From my understanding, the new one was supposed to go to the fire hall or station. I think we need more cameras. I thought we needed better cameras, but after looking at them when it wasn't recording also, the clarity is way better. So I don't mind it, but we need more cameras and a bigger NVR to hold.
More cameras.
Because it tapes, and as time goes by, and it comes around, like 6 weeks later, it starts retaping over the old stuff, so you lose that drops off, and then it just continues. So you can only go back 5 weeks, maybe six, but not quite.
After that tape's used for a certain amount of time, does the quality start to diminish?
Well, I don't think it's a tape.
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
Oh!
I was saying tape because...
But
you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm going to go out and put in my ear track.
So if there was an incident or something came up, or you wanted to look at something like long, you know, something that's maybe been going on for a while and you didn't catch it, and all of a sudden it's here and it's just like, whoa, well, what were they doing? You know, no, you can't go back and look
anymore.
Dylan and I talked about that. There is, but it's a very expensive, and you get this big, I forget what he even called it. It's a long process and it's very expensive.
Like thousands.
Yes, thousands of dollars. So if she went to right now it's a 16 camera NVR. If they went to a 32, they're not going to use all 32, which eventually they could if they wanted to, but the 32 has got all this more time in it, and so it's going to save long, because they're only going to put 16 cameras in it for now. That's what we have running.
Sure.
So it's going to have, you're going to be able to save a lot more time back.
So this is all about what we're discussing here?
It's not numbered because it just came in at like 5 o'clock.
What's an audio system for council chambers? This is the NVR for surveillance recorder.
Right. Okay.
It's the 1,017.98.
So we're looking at 2,800 roughly.
No. Two separate things.
Yeah, two separate.
Oh, all right.
We'll do this later, yeah.
But in total.
The 1,700 is for audio in here.
Okay, so that. Yep. Get rid of it.
So, and she'd just take this out of your budget anyway, right?
Right.
Do we need a motion on it, or are we just being aware?
I'd like a motion.
I'll make a motion that Diana goes ahead and gets a new NVR surveillance recording and a new 16 terabyte hard drive for a total of $1,017.98.
I'll second that.
Can I have a vote, please?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then, just so you guys know, I also talked to Dylan about possibly moving some of the cameras, you know, because there's a couple that really don't do a whole much. And then we were talking about putting another one on the end over here so we can see the whole parking lot, not just half of the parking lot.
That's a good idea.
So.
We need another. Oh, so you're gonna add two cameras to that besides?
I don't think we need to add two. Maybe one, because I just want to move some of them to a different spot.
So should I revise that 1780?
No.
Whatever.
No.
To allow for more.
I think cameras. Let's move them first and then see.
It'll be an additional cost to move them. I'm sure.
Well, and it's below your spending allowance, so.
Just so you guys.
Do you want me to amend that dollar amount so that we can? If there's more movement.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. All right. Last up is balance of indebtedness, $26,000.
This is a good deal.
They owe $26,000 what they owe the city.
That's what's left on the loan.
It is, and after speaking with the auditor, our audit is based off of, you know, all the different aspects of our city financials, and he recommended, after I told him $30,000 was paid down on it, he said they should really consider paying down the $26,000 because that, come 2024, that's going to lessen the cost of the audit for the bar because they won't have to deal with that. So if we could wrap that up for this year...
We can do it yet this year in December, or do we look at January?
No. You'd have to do it this year. And you've got 50 grand tied up in CDs, so, but she's got 84,000 in her checking. So that's where it would have to come from.
No, the last time we did that, we dedicated a fair amount to the parks of that, wasn't it? Or?
That, well, the 80,000 that you did last spring, yes. Right. 50,000 went to parks, 30,000 went to city general.
So would we want to put some of this in something other than general?
Maybe that's a further discussion. Okay. You know, you could just take the 26 and move it into the general fund for now. She'd pay off her debt, and then next month maybe you want to invest again. I could get rates on CDs and see.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing for parks at this point. Probably they'll spring anyway, right?
Right.
So a 6 month CD brings us out to New December, brings us out to May.
Yeah.
And parks is, you know, 39,000, and then we'll be getting tax settlement money. Mm-hmm. So up to you, but page 6 is your financial snapshot.
Oh, I can make a motion. I'll make a motion that we, that the liquor store pays off the balance of the $26,000 to the city general fund.
I'll second that.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay! You're free. Yeah.
That pays off the porch stuff.
Everything.
It's everything. Yep.
Everything.
Everything.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is that it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Okay. Move on to Mayor's Report. Okay. We're going to talk about the update on the city auditor. I'm going to let Ann talk about this.
Okay.
I got kind of a bummer.
Yeah. So our city audit firm is Clifton Larson Allen and Doug Host, who you guys have met before, who's come here and presented the audit. I've tried to get a hold of him for a while now and finally did. And he said, you know, in the past few years, as large as our audit is and his lack of staff, you know, he doesn't make any money off of doing our audit. And so from a business standpoint, he does not even want to bid on doing our audit. He said, if we want his services for, you know, consulting services, or like now with the certificate of indebtedness being paid, he'll have to do our amortization. Well, I'll just zero it out, but do it right. And so he gave me a couple names of firms. One firm turned me down, said they don't have the staff. And then another firm out of Fergus Falls, they have 5 locations in the state. He's interested. He loves the fact that we have CTAS as our accounting program and that we have cash basis, and the liquor store doesn't bother him one bit. So he will be sending a proposal. I did call Doug and say, would you at least please submit a bid? Because he said, you know, council has complained in the past about the cost rising for his audit. And he said, I will, but it's probably going to be double. So then I left him a message and said, can't you please do one more year? Do you realize this is the first year for me? I mean, Karen's going to be in to help me, but, and I haven't heard back. So I thought it'd turn on a little, but we'll see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end of year will be here before we know it.
It will.
4 to 5 days.
Thanks, Ann.
Of course.
So we'll get back to the Tremelo. Now we'll go back to the audio. This is the audio system for the council chambers.
Now, we okayed part of this, didn't we?
Well, we did, but the equipment that he brought wasn't very good. Oh. It's not what we were looking for. So an upgrade to the equipment that Dylan brought, this is an upgrade from that. He said this will do the job for us.
And we already know that's all we're looking for.
Did we pay?
You actually approved a bid for $1,100, I think. Okay. It was 11 or 12.
That was
I've paid nothing. No, they don't bill us for anything until the equipment is here.
So then we disregard that one and pay this one, so this one might be less?
No, it's not.
That's more.
It was 1,200. 12-something was the other one. This one's 17.
That's $500 more.
Yeah.
We
need
because the other one's paper in front of
me. But we need it because the other one's not, doesn't have the quality thing.
Right, the other system did not have the quality that we're looking for.
Yes.
For the audio page or the visual. The visual.
Gary, page 57.
Yeah, I was looking at that last one we were talking about.
Should be the other way.
Yeah, this is to install an updated audio system for the council chambers. Included is the cost of installation and equipment for the audio upgrade. Because it is for that, this what we have is just, it's horrible. If you zoom, you know when you zoom in, it sounds like wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Actually, one of the first times I did it, we put the phone in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this will be much better than that. I'm guessing?
Yes.
Right? So I'll make a motion to approve this bid for the new audio system for the console.
Second.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Aye. Discussion of the 2024 budget.
You skipped one.
Did I skip one? I did. Well, discussion of the fire hall and community center building.
That's just something you've been wanting to stay on the agenda, I think.
It's just, you know, we need to start planning what we're going to do with our buildings.
Well, and absolutely, you know, looking at that fire hall, it's in rough shape. You know, it's kind of looking like that might be going, kind of getting sidelined if we need to build another maintenance department. And a lot of this depends on how things go, I believe, you know. You know, if, I don't know, you know, I would really like to see a new fire hall. That's something I've been kind of talking about for a while. I've looked at that building over there. It's in rough shape. But, I don't know which way we're going yet. You know, but I think we need to start a fund or something for that. Start earmarking money or something.
Didn't we put that into the budget? Didn't we? Weren't we putting $10,000 aside from the budget for that? I thought at one time we discussed this a couple years ago, maybe even budgeting extra money for a future building.
Well, would that go into?
It'd be on your budget lines. I didn't bring my budget with me.
So would it be a good idea to, you're marking money, great idea. Before we want to do any specific plans, wouldn't it be a good idea to see how the land purchase is going?
Well, and I think that's a lot of what we have to.
Yeah, we're just kind of kicking the ideas around.
This is a good thing to get everybody on board with this, I think. You know, it's not that we're going to do it right away, but let's start thinking about it.
Well, and earmarking money, like you were saying.
Right, right. I don't know if we would want to set up an entire its own account, but we've got the public safety. I don't know if it would fall under that if we use that account to start.
Wouldn't be nice to get it on line item.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think
And actually, it's something we probably should have put in the 24 budget, but I don't know as though we did.
I don't think you have, because I think typically what you're leaning on is your investment.
Yeah, my four.
Because you've got.
Is there grant money out there to cover some of this?
For a fire hall?
Yeah.
We've tried going down that route. The problem with that is because we're such a responsible city. If we were like Cross Lake or Emily, where we're millions of dollars in debt, you get a grant a lot easier than if you're a frugal city that has $500,000 in the bank.
Well,
we have a grant writer now, and she's exploring options for us.
She wants to know everything we want to do, and she knows that we want. We told her that.
She knows where to look for these grants.
Wasn't that a deal that if we earmarked the money for a certain project, then it kind of takes it away from, like what you're saying, it looks like we got a lot of loose change, but if we earmark these accounts as a fire truck fund, fire hall fund, that helps kind of make it easier to get, is what I had understood.
And that's where last month or the month before we started, I brought this fact that all these CDs we buy have to have names.
Right.
Yeah, that's
a good earmark direction that we would like to propose that they go.
You know, this $26,000, do we put that into a...
Put it into a building. There you go.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a CD for $26,000 and we'll start with that. That's a good idea.
And earmark that for the new fire hall
and/or maintenance.
Fire hall or land. I mean, anything from equipment.
Well, yeah.
That's a good idea. We got to buy the land in it, too. Well, so we don't have enough.
That's probably a good idea.
I think I suggested this before too. I don't know. I mean, everybody I know is stretched thin. You know, if you would consider forming a building committee of some sort or a planning committee, something, because, you know, then they sit down and they review your finances and then maybe get some contacts to see. Yeah. Or work with the city engineer, you know, to see, should we come up with a 5 or 10 year plan? So then you know. I mean, you know, you've got money. Just depends on what you want to do with it.
Right. It'd be nice if we could kind of earmark it for certain things. So.
But either building, I mean, we wouldn't hopefully do a Kadapa like Emily did.
Exactly.
And spend $1 million on something that doesn't really work, and we could put together something similar for that. And actually, that's 2 years old, so that we'd probably spend the same amount of money for even less building.
Right.
Realistically. Right. With today's prices and where things have gone.
No, first we have to have some place to put that bill.
We have to have some place to put that bill. So I think we earmarked that $26,000 for purchase of some real estate to put a fire hall.
Yeah. I think it's a good.
Do you look at that and also look at opportunities over here to demo versus buying new land and starting from scratch?
That was the initial.
Has that been discussed?
What was it? To demo all this building?
Yeah, and
do another building
on the site.
I think we've kind of brushed up on that. And, you know, it's we've got to have a place to have the equipment. You know, but there again, if we tore up or got rid of part of the maintenance building, we've kind of talked about where one could go over there, I believe.
Just a question.
And, you know, we haven't really...
Well, we've also talked about expanding the park back this way and making that more parking. And that's where this whole thing with David's property on the County Road 1 sign between where his private access is would be ideal for a fire hall drive-through type of setup.
Well, I think we've got a lot of options and a lot of ideas, and we just need to kind of... I think it isn't a bad... Even though we don't have anything in stone, I don't think it's a bad idea. We know we want to do these things and to start setting up accounts or however we got to do it to...
Have the money.
And then we're earmarking it. Then maybe with that, it would help us get grants also, possibly, you know.
Right.
So.
Okay. That was a long one. Your budget review.
Yep, now we can review the budget.
I did not include it in your packet because I think you've been given multiple copies.
Fine.
The biggest thing I wanted on there is, I just got this yesterday. It is the city's calculation on proposed rates for property taxes. So basically, with what you submitted to the county for the levy from last year to this year, the tax rate will go up 0.3%. So as you'll see, and this is, you know, I'm learning this. I mean, I don't know if there's a clerk out there that understands this, to be honest, because I've asked. But the new construction was $5 million. Mm-hmm. The estimated market value is $350,000. No, what am I doing wrong? $345 million, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You missed a zero.
Yeah, I did.
What page is that on?
This is the handout I gave you because it just came yesterday. So at this point, I don't think we need to do any changes with the budget as far as lowering it, unless you think so.
No.
Okay.
No.
So then at the December meeting, we will finalize our budget and then submit it to the county.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, if you have any questions on the budget, feel free to come in and talk to me. Okay. And certainly, you know, we can move things in the budget as we want. It's just establishing that levy.
How much was left over, and I know we're still 60 days, 45 days away from the end of the year. How much roughly is left in that budget? This, how did you guys come off the cuff?
It looks like, okay, so this report I have goes to October 24th. So your actual budget, oh, sorry, that's not the full. That doesn't tell me the full. Yeah, it's every department. So is there a certain department out of the four? I've got city, road, bridge, fire, rescue, or parks. Or I can tell you everybody.
It's just a rough.
Okay. So proposed for the city.
There was our budget, I want to say, was 365 this year, so it was like 345 last year.
For just the city? Or the whole budget?
The whole budget.
The whole budget last year was 600. Let's see. You're throwing questions at me. I don't know. I have it right here. Last year, it was, okay, for 2023, it was 625. And we're jumping it to 698.
But out of that 625 for 22,
mm-hmm.
how much roughly was left?
Is left?
Do you propose will be left on January 1st? Do you think there will be $100,000 left in that budget?
There might be. I'd have to sit and look at it. Because this report isn't up to today's date. So if you want that next month.
That's all I'm looking for, is just rough numbers.
Okay. No, I'll look at it tomorrow.
Somewhere around $100,000, say, left over in 2022. That could also be earmarked for property and or buildings. But we should also look at whatever's balanced to try to zero those out. Some of them at least, and put them in the CDs right away, and come January meeting, they're already usually pretty slow in and out of here.
Yeah, I don't know what council typically does if you just roll it back in and then...
We've generally rolled it back in, but I think rather than leaving that money in the checking account, we should look at moving some of it with the CD rates climbing weekly.
Yeah.
Jumping on the bandwagon, at least putting $50,000-$60,000 into a CD come January.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Avoid the monies that are left over. Get it into something that's making us money.
That makes sense, yeah.
No, I'd love to do that for you and get it to you.
And or is the city restricted to going with CDs, or can that money be put into some sort of our mutual funds or treasury bonds too volatile for cities to invest in?
I can't answer that question, but I'll get the answer.
Okay. Will there be T-bills or bonds? I think the straight mutual fund market is too volatile. I think there are some restrictions that way. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to pursue anyway. We could make more money.
And just some way to make a little bit more money for our dollars, and maybe that money helps us buy extra lighting or cameras in the future building moving forward.
Good. No problem.
Okay. Bags to Benches program on page 58. The Lions Club is going to no longer, since they are no longer continue their plastic bag recycling. Mm-hmm. We've gotten 3 benches from them, which is great, really nice. There's some options. You can either just go away, or we can continue to do it, but we'd have to haul them down to, is it Brainerd?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one in Crosby. That's Super One. It was on the list.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a list of
them. Oh, yeah, I didn't see Crosby. Crosby,
that's true. It was on the piece of paper. Yeah, yeah, thanks. That's what happened. I got a whole page of that.
Well, is that where we would take our plastic bags, or is it just an alternative of places that you
can You can take them to all four.
So who's going to run them down there? You know, Chad, spend...
Well,
on once a month,
I mean, I would be fine to do that, like on my way to work, or on my way back.
Do you have any idea what kind of
line
we're looking at?
No.
I'm thinking more one ton.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Can't forget that.
Well, right now, how the Lions do it is every week they pick up the plastic at all the locations, and then they quickly go through it. They weigh it because. We're already signed up for this program, and then you log in your weight, then you just take it somewhere and drop it off. So, and they changed the limit or the criteria. It used to be 500 pounds of plastic for a bench. It's now 1,000. So.
And that's just plastic.
Just plastic.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to try it and see?
Do.
We can always change
where
our mind.
Where are they going to store them in the meantime?
Right where they're, right when they get...
In the entryway?
Oh, that's where the...
It's too... I mean, they pick up that amount every week.
Okay.
Unless someone will take them weekly. And I don't know what, you know, if Chad goes to Brainerd on a regular basis, and if this is something he's interested in, or if we have people who say, I'm going to Brainerd, can I pick up plastic?
Yeah, did you see my car?
Did you see mine?
It's small. I'd be like, okay, I'm going every day.
Just let it go?
No, I think we should let it go, I think we should get multiple
bombs. It's an opportunity.
And I don't know if there's storage options. I don't know if even the lean-to.
That's one thing we don't have a lot of around here is storage. Mm-hmm. And we're all looking for storage.
And that goes right back to buying some ground.
Yeah.
Because we can't go any further that way with any of our buildings.
Right.
We need to store it. And if so, if we're going to go that route, do we just have Waste Partners or we do Pequot have a dumpster here just for the plastic bags?
I don't think
that we still have to haul it.
That turns into a... ordeal to you.
They're discontinuing.
So it was you and I and it was Chad, or we're standing by the pavilion talking, and that woman comes up, drops her trash in a bag, gets in her car and leaves.
Somebody else just did that. One of my friends was in the parking lot waiting for me. Yep, some guy got out of his truck, pulled his big garbage up, walked up to our big can, lifted the top, threw his bag in.
I would have said something, but I was so flabbergasted I didn't say nothing. You know, I've seen this go on for the last 40 years. You put out a garbage can, somebody's going to down at the Trout Lake access.
The end of my driveway. The end of my driveway gets, people will stop. If we put that on Sunday, if we're taking off, before I got down the driveway one day, somebody pulled up on Sunday evening and put garbage in. That's what Teddy picked up on Monday. That's what it was. When Teddy ran the garbage business, he picked up on Mondays.
You know, anytime we set out a garbage can, that's just, that's it.
At least we can do it.
Must have good neighbors, because nobody puts, I live right by the road, and nobody puts any in my thing.
We're back on dirt roads.
Yeah.
Markings on low travel.
So should we continue this, or?
They are just continuing at the end of the month. If you want us to try it, and you try volunteers, and if it's not working, we just pull the boxes and I'll haul in what we have and be done.
Yeah, let's try it, because I'll throw them in my truck when I go down to Brainerd.
We can try to do something.
Yeah.
I think we need to find a different storage area.
They were supposed to pick up today, they didn't come.
Okay, but that's 1 week's worth. What happens if we go 10 days or 2 weeks?
Well, I don't mind tucking it in back there for, you know.
You've got space up.
Okay. Well, let's try it and we'll see.
Okay.
All right. See if we can get some. Okay. Approval of additional workers' compensation premium.
Okay, so this is from the 2022 audit. And what happened in a nutshell is, I believe when Karen was probably plugging in the wages for general maintenance, she hit 9,000 instead of 90. So that's what our estimated premium was based off of. And then when I actually sent in what our wages were, it was like 89,000. So I don't know if you're familiar with work comp, it's based off of payroll. So we owe an additional $9,259.
You need a motion for that?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we pay workman's comp $9,259.
Vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Pirates. Yeah. Minnesota flag for the flagpole. Ann's brought this up before, and I really like the idea if we got a Minnesota flag to fly under the United States flag on our flagpole.
What's your old dog till we see the new ones?
I want to stay with the old
one. Now they're changing it.
No, I'd rather have
one. Well, I can just order an old one.
I'd rather have
one. I'd rather have the original one, too.
It's right behind you, isn't it?
Yep.
I think we just stay with the original.
Yep.
And what is offending it? Can anybody answer what
it's the Indian.
It's what?
That looks like a settler's flag to me, you know.
They were part of the settlers. I mean,
you know.
Fashion backwards like that. But.
Well, we need to erase history, so that's what it's all about. It.
So, should we have a
motion? Yeah, I think that's flag.
Yeah. Chad has his hand up.
Oh. I'm adding another flag up there. You have to add another light shining on it.
I don't think
you're asking if we do.
For the Minnesota flag, the United States flag has to be lit up at all times.
Right.
Does the Minnesota flag have to be lit up?
That's a rule that the Minnesota.
No, he's asking.
No, I'm asking.
I know the American one.
Wouldn't it
be lit up with the one light?
Wouldn't it just hang right below it?
It wouldn't. Okay.
Couldn't it fit right below the?
Yeah. I don't know. It has to be so many inches or something away from it too.
No,
if that big flag pulls down, it's just going to cover that one, aren't you?
Well, it's going to pull down too.
Well, right, but it'll still cover it.
Yeah.
It'll cover it up three quarters of it.
So, should I make a motion to buy it if we, I mean, so we want one, right? But do we then, if we do need it, so we have to look into that, because that's a good point.
Maybe we should just wait on it and bring it up next month, and when we have a little more detail on it, it might even be such a thing as we put up another flagpole.
Okay.
If we have to.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Let's buy the flagpole. So we're sure to get a
old
one.
Yeah, we want an old one. Should we do that?
Yeah.
So you want me to get a flag?
I think we should.
Okay.
I don't want the new one. That's our history. Chair, the new one is some nut job thinking this stuff up.
I think we should find out what size our American flag is and buy whatever the next size smaller.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. and then hang it below, and if it covers it up, it covers it up. It'll show on a windy day.
Well, he said there's probably a certain distance that we need to...
I think there's plenty of room.
So it might not be fully... No, I'm just saying, like, to be... There might be a certain distance required to keep them separate, and if that's the case, it might not even fall into the flag anything.
Yeah, but I think I've seen it many times where they both hang on the same...
I have too.
Yeah. Well, then he was just talking about the lighting, so we just need to look into that.
So you did, right now we're just need, you just make a motion just by the flag, and I'll get back to us with the other information. Yes.
We'll have details later.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
And a vote?
Aye.
Review quote, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody should have a copy. That is in the side.
64.
Page 64?
No.
It is in here.
Wait. Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah, this is what, so this is revised. Now she, changed the, so the, to the, of the United States of America is on one line, and one nation under God is on one line, and it just kind of spaced the rest in there.
And now it's set up higher right now. You're right about here at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. What colors are we?
Is that slide up? Being an SC space on the top, go right at the ceiling. Start at the ceiling and raise that whole
thing. So that it's higher, yeah.
10 inches or so.
I know that when she was projecting it up here, that I sat here so that we could see that when you're sitting here, that you could still read it back there. And so I'm sure she knew that that's how we wanted it.
And then did you get back to her on the scroll thing, or did she discuss?
You know, she did look at scrolls, and that is something she would probably recommend we wait till her friend Kimberly comes back from Africa, because that's really not something she could tackle. And then she did find some scrolls, and they look cheesy.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you just want to wait on this then.
When is Kimberly coming back?
Probably not till May or June.
Oh.
Because what Trina will do is she'll project it, and it'll be in black. You won't have the white. You know, it'll just be in black. So. If you want her to come back with something...
How would we block it out in order to be scrolled after the fact?
Kimberly could probably, you know... I don't think you want a whole scroll behind it because it does look cheesy. Maybe an outline of a scroll that in black.
Yes, just on the outside.
Yes.
Like a frame.
Yes. But not to put... Because the work involved then to paint on a scroll and then paint over that. And then just how it looks. Do you know what I mean?
Is that painted right on this wall? Right?
It is.
Yes. Yeah.
So do we need to paint this wall before we do that? Would that be a good
idea?
That's
why we're talking about putting a scroll framing or some sort of framing behind it. So if you have to repaint this wall, you just tape off the outer line.
Right, but should we paint that area?
I think the paint looks pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they
and you can discuss it later.
Or could we put a white border?
I like the black right on the green.
Like an outline of a what looks like a scroll.
Yes.
And then have it just written on the inside.
So when we do paint this room, that's going to be sharp.
They just won't paint where the writing is.
So the background is always going to be this.
Right.
But will we always keep this color in here? If we say we change it to yellow, then
that's a long time. Yeah. That's not really about
exactly.
Well, I'm just thinking about keeping things easy.
Right, but I mean,
that's why we thought the border and stuff would make it easy.
Sure.
Then you can change the color, you know. It's like the tree at the bar. They've changed the color how many times? That tree and all the birds are still there. But somebody painstakingly goes around every bit of that and fills that in. whereas we had a border, it'd be just easy peasy.
I was just questioning.
I know. So we need
to keep us on our toes.
I really don't want to put this off for 6 more months.
But did you say
we
that
won't have to know, we're
Trina,
not gonna
Trina could do this, and then when Kimberly gets back, she could do the border?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there you go. So
maybe Trina could do a border. She just didn't want
she
to
might.
Do
she did not want to do the whole scroll.
Right. But if we just did a border, like a scroll border type thing, she might do that.
It looked cartoonish.
Yeah, that's not
it did. Good. But okay. If you just did the black around, mm-hmm. that'd look classy.
All right, let's
just
do it.
Just frame it in somehow to make it look simple to be repainted.
Okay.
We'll need a motion to
make a motion. We accept the bid of $500 to have that Pledge of Allegiance put on the wall of council chambers.
A second.
Vote, please.
Aye.
Crowley County Comprehensive Plan Discussion. And this was added to the agenda. Did everybody get a text from today to Crowley County?
Video?
And sent it
out.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
It's only about 3 minutes long. You want to just play it? Okay, don't worry about it.
No, I will. I don't know where to find it right now. I'm sorry, was that tacky? Did I look apprehensive?
No, it was me. I'm reacting to me.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know where I'd find it.
I watched. It's about 3 minutes long. It doesn't say any other than what they're trying to do as far as enhance the area, but maintain the lake and forest deal, which goes right into what Ann just gave us from Perry.
Just short and sweet, Perry is just looking from the Over the Hills Gang for the city to send a letter regarding the County Comprehensive Plan and ATV trails and getting it linked. 50 lakes.
In addition to, before we did that ride, and that was 18 months ago when we had the Four Wheeler Club here, about a month or almost 2 months prior to that, we had Tom Strack from the county and several others go on a ride with Eddie Shetka and Chad went, several people from the fire department went. While adding a new trail, just as Perry on a side note, if anything has gone forward with adding the trail of 50 lakes.
Perry doesn't have time. Perry's really busy with stuff that he's been working on. He doesn't have time to follow up with that. We approached Ed Shetka thinking, because Ed, I rode with Ed when we went
out. Oh, and you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did go out on that. And but Ed's not interested. He doesn't have the time either. If we could get somebody that was interested in working with the county on getting this set up, we weren't far from being off. I mean, far from being able to run that trail.
Right.
It needed a bridge across the Kegel Creek on the, this is it.
But even if comes out
and.
But I thought the extension was going to be from a Whitetail Trail on the end of the pine trees over to Three Rocks on Wolf Lake Trail. They're going to make a cut across on there.
There was a connection before we went both ways. When we went where Kegel Creek comes out, that's where they logged there between the, because we parked in the lot where the logging staging, we walked down to the creek. That's where the bridge has to be made over, because the other trail from Whitetail that comes over comes almost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far. And it just needs to be extended, and then that bridge needs to be made. And there's our trail, and it's all county land. It sounded like it wasn't huge because we didn't have to deal with private people and, getting easements to go through their property. And this is all on county, and the county was all for it. But we need somebody to spearhead the whole operation and work with the county on it.
No, I'm not interested either.
I know, I'm really busy too. But
So,
I thought they were going to do this without the bridge part, because that threw a big wetland issue and everything else, but they had it, there was a dryland trail that didn't go from the end of the pine trees, very close to that location, and went up the other side of Wolf Lake Trail was just another spur that they were going to add.
Okay, I didn't get that part, that it wasn't on the, on that talk, so I don't know. But it's a standstill right now.
Oh, that's what you're doing. I thought you were... I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
So anyways, yeah, so the letter to the county... So you're just going to put one together, or do you want some help?
Yeah, I think we have time to do it. It's just I wanted to make sure you got that correspondence from Perry and realized that the comp plan is being looked at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the video is pretty much explains what the county is doing. It's just,
yep.
They just need
it didn't break it down into this part of it. It's just more made up.
Over general.
Yeah, it's overview.
Okay.
Purchasing and personnel. The earned sick and safe time. This is something new from the government.
Yeah.
For every 30 hours that an employee works, they will earn 1 hour of sick and safe time. There's rules and regulations of how they can use it and different things. But this is something that is going to have to be tracked by the city for every employee.
What's the difference between this and our paid time off anyway? Isn't this the same as PTO?
No.
So an employee,
no.
You get,
no. This is over and above.
Over and above, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll affect us. I'm having a Zoom meeting tomorrow regarding this, but anyone who already gets PTO is covered.
So this is the same as PTO?
It is. But we have staff, anybody part-time will qualify. Doesn't matter. I mean, it matters how many hours they work. 30 hours, they get an hour to up to 48.
I mean, you're kind of talking about bartenders?
We are.
They don't get sick time or do they?
No.
Okay.
No. I think our policy reads you have to work average 36 hours a week.
All right. So this is kind of affects people at...
Part-time, so it'll affect all bar staff, deputy clerk, and maintenance, okay. And fire department. If you have 80 hours in a year, it's been going around all day. They're still trying to figure out if fire departments and how it's going to work, because you're a volunteer, but you're putting hours in, but you're only paid once a year, so... But fire department does qualify. Council does not.
So, 40 at least work 48 hours a year.
You don't qualify.
No.
So it does cover all of our part-time help.
It does, oh, and yeah. Same with fire and rescue. So every 30 hours you work, you're going to get an hour.
Every calls we get, an hour of paid time.
However you track that, they're still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So next month I'll bring back a revision to the handbook.
Sounds good.
Well, okay. We can't deny it.
No, we can't.
So,
oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she's going to actually do something formal.
Right.
Yes.
I don't understand how you can do it for firemen. I mean, would it be just like a bonus check at the end of the year?
Well, that's when we get our check at the end of the year.
Well, right. It would be get tacked onto that because, I mean, hey, I'm sick. I can't go to this fire. it seems kind of...
But you log your hours, right? Keith logs all your hours, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not denying... I don't want to deny these guys. They do a great job, but I just don't understand the...
Gary, there's so many cities that don't understand it either,
yeah,
so...
Not alone.
No.
New computer.
Okay.
So we don't have to make any, just FYI. New computer for the clerk's office. I'll let Ann tell you about that.
So my computer, or was Karen's, was purchased in 2019. 18, November of 18, so it's 5 years old. It's been having glitches for quite some time, and last time both our computers went out at the same time, and it was a disaster. And so Karen's been in a couple times, and she said, you just need to get a new system. And then talking with Dylan, yes. The last time we each got one, it was $2,000 for the both of us. Hers is fine right now, but mine, I have to reboot it at least 4 times a day, and I'm really scared I'm going to lose a lot of stuff.
Four times a day?
At least.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
it. You really need a black screen.
I know.
So is this a TV
happened before.
$819? You said you spent $2,000 on two of them last time. That's...
It's a little less, but... But a lot newer.
This one covers anything you're going to need.
It does. Yeah, Tremolo is the one who picked this for me. They'll come in, they'll transfer everything and take care of it all.
That's good enough for you?
I trust them.
Yeah, they would know.
I make a motion. We need a motion on this, so I'm assuming for the dollars.
Yes.
I make a motion that we allow Ann to spend $819 or up to $900 for a new computer.
I'll second that.
Are there any parts and pieces? I know you went to 900, but do you need anything else that attaches to that?
No. Monitors, everything's good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vote, please.
Aye. Time off form and time clocks.
Okay, with the earned sick and safety, sick, you know what I'm talking about. It's getting late. We have to track every hour that anybody works and anybody takes off. So with that, we've never filled out anything to request time off. And now we have to, and we need to check what we're using. So I would just appreciate if council thinks this is adequate.
But in some instances, like Chad, and he's got so much PTO, we think 30, 40 hours at this point. He just decides he was up late on a call the other day and wasn't going to come in, except I had to remind him we were going to do reviews, so he ran in and worked that day anyway. But he's going to have one of these put in advance, or can he just put it in a day?
No, if you know in advance, if you're taking a known vacation, absolutely get it to me, because it's just nice if city staff know.
And so for your tracking, you'd like him to, so he takes a day off on a Wednesday or a Thursday, what have you, he can just come in on Friday and say, here, I took yesterday off.
No, we don't get such once in advance.
But sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you're on a call till 4 o'clock in the morning, you know you've got nothing going on in maintenance, especially this time of year where it's pretty quiet. But he just chooses
then
to
then you just fill it out.
Are you going to be okay with him coming in the next day?
Absolutely. But that's just right. A text to tell me.
But I was going to say, she should know that he's not over there, though.
Yeah.
Something comes up and she needs to call maintenance, but she needs to know that he's not there. All he needs to do is send her a text so she knows he's not there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the same thing for sickness. You're not going
to. No.
Well, I'll bring
it. Please don't come in and fill it out.
Yeah, I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
You want some?
Yeah.
No, and I know he has comp time too, and not just be other and just do comp time.
All right, that looks good. I think it looks
all right. Good.
So then, like when Ann's not going to be here and stuff, or just will we get a text just in case we need you for something? I'm just asking, not that it matters.
Well, that's where.
Well, if you want one, I'm sure she'll text.
As a department head, maybe.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Not a problem. I'm never not here, but
great.
But with that, I'm taking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off next week.
Okay, I'm going to fill that out.
I will. I'll fill it out. Absolutely. Yes.
I really need a do Monday.
So are you looking
at vacation? Use or lose it, man.
Tracking time.
That would be the easiest thing, is if we got time clocks, you punch a time clock, punch it when you come in, punch it when you go home.
Yes.
Then the time's there, there's no guesswork, there's no...
I was thinking one in here and one over there.
Okay, I'm all for it, so we need two of them.
Okay. Have we done any research on any, like, how much it cost or?
This one I found, which.
Oh, right, sorry.
So everybody would be using these time cards? All departments?
Yeah, the bar already does. They log in on their POS system. So they clocked in and clocked out. They've been doing that since, well, before that, they had a time clock.
Right.
But.
The only change though would be Diana. So she could either use our time clock or just use the point of sale.
I'll just use the point of sale.
Perfect.
Well, as in time clock means we don't have to fill out time cards anymore?
Right.
Right.
So you're not going to know how much time I spent on roads, how much time I spent on snow, how much time I spent on liquor, how much time I spent on snow. La 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 la.
Yeah,
it's just on it, one then or?
Pardon? Yeah. Don't, we would want to know that.
He's got a really good point because his time is filled out to the city, to the bar, to the fire department.
Right.
Well, it's really not.
It's a percentage. It's billed out that way as a percentage.
Right. It never changes.
But it never changes.
Well, it's fine that it doesn't change, but I think it's important maybe at the end of the year to be like, well, especially if he's like overwhelmed at certain times.
Well, he can still keep track of that.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be a good idea to keep track of your time at different places.
That was my point.
Well, yeah. That's what I do doing now with the time card now.
Right.
It's divided up into different categories.
Well, possibly keep a log or something on the right into at that time and just to track it. Or I don't think the other idea I would have is you clock in for the liquor store and then you clock out and write it in. That's a lot of goofing around where I think you'd rather keep just a log that you could submit with your time card possibly.
Because then you'd constantly have to be coming back in here.
Exactly, and that's what I don't want to see.
But
if you keep track of it yourself and submit that along with your time card, I don't think it'd be a bad thing.
Would it be something I'd have to do, though?
Well, we're asking you to.
That's what I'm just saying. That's what happens now.
Right.
I think it would be it doesn't have to be exact, but it would be nice to know percentage of your time and how much, especially like in different times of the year. Okay, wow, you spent a lot more time this year on snow removal or whatever. I mean, it would be kind of nice to know it, but I don't think anybody's going to get on you about, oh, you didn't have that exact sort of thing. It's just kind of helping us, I think.
So keep filling up, so then they fill out two time cards.
Sure. If that's what we got to do, yeah.
Well, he's not.
I think this is a good idea. I really do.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying how to. I'm just saying that they divide my time up. I didn't know how I'd do it, but.
Well, you don't have to keep punching that. You punch the time clock when you get here, and you punch out when you go home.
Right.
And then just keep a log of what you do and submit it in with your time card to write it on the back that X amount of hours I did it. I was here and there, and I don't see a problem.
What are some of the things you do to just keep track? If it's in a binder, book, or size, whatever works best for you.
Did we get a motion on buying the time clocks?
No, yeah.
Not on the form either.
Pardon?
Not on the form.
Well, the form. Let's do them. Let's do them separately. I'll make a motion that we accept the City of 50 Lakes time off request form for our employees to submit to City Hall.
He already said it.
You second it.
Go.
Aye.
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 Aye. One more thing on the time clocks. Who's going to be in charge of setting the time on them, and who's going to have a key to change the time? Just because you have to hour back, hour forward.
I used to do it as well.
I'm just saying, am I going to have a key for my own over there? Is think like wrong?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that. I used to set the one over there for the.
Right, I'm not saying it's hard.
No.
I'm just saying it's something to think about that you have
for
to.
For who's going to do it.
Somebody needs
right.
to do it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to be in charge.
Yeah.
These are all to Ann, I guess? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it just leave it up to Ann. She writes the checks.
Yeah.
Well, would it be changing it twice a year?
Well, hopefully never.
Well,
someday.
The power goes out.
Finally get something worked out.
Well,
and
they were
kind of
the power was out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, good point.
Well, I think we just cross that bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we keep the key in the office, and whoever's available to do it, then so be it.
Yeah. Okay, so how many time clocks are we looking for? Two?
Two.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to purchase two time clocks.
Okay.
Necessary items to go with it.
These like 129 each, is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A vote, please. Aye.
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 FYI, City Hall offices are closed Thanksgiving. They're going to be closed on Thursday and Friday. And an approval of phone stipend for Jessica Stanovich.
Make a motion to approve the phone stipend for Jessica.
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Unfinished business.
I am taking, hopefully, if Jess can cover the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sounds good. We have open forum.
John Nacera, 17461 North Country Road, initially. And I'd just like to address the something that's important to me, anyhow, I'm sure a lot of people, and that's continuing to start with the tower. And I just few notes here. A solid source informed me that the council here as a whole has really been behind this effort, and therefore I want to thank all of you collectively for the effort. I have a suggestion for what it might be worth, and that is a letter very carefully written in terms of content to Stauber and the two senators. The letter should be worded so that you're trying to come up with every justifiable reason why this community needs that tower. Needs it. Okay, and then the letter should also relay a sense of what I consider, I don't know if you're way off base, but whoever you're dealing with now is sort of what today we call slow walking. Coming up with every excuse God ever created to not do what you have to do when you don't want to do it, however you want to work. These letters, if you do it, I know that are read by the staff. Stauber and the senators have a large staff. And unless the letter is, in fact, a better word, trash. They do read them. They actually read them. And if it catches their attention as being worthwhile, they pass it on. And if you're lucky, and Stauber or the two senators actually read it, and or if they have a trusted aide sort of digest everything to the individual, I'll guarantee you're going to get a response. Now, whether you're happy with the response or not, that's up. See what happens, but you're going to get a response. And if it's a positive response, it's a strange thing when Stauber or the two U.S. senators get on the phone. Sometimes mysterious things happen. You know, it's a mystery. But it does work. So that's all I have to say.
John, would you be open to drafting a letter for us?
Well, I'd be open to sit down with people who would work together to draft a letter, because it's just worth 50 cents. How can you go wrong? I mean, even 50 lakes can afford a buck and a half or something. And so I, if this were to ever happen as a citizen of the community, I would feel that, you know, we're trying everything. And I do feel that what I call slow walking, it's taking place. Because these people, they're going to make money, and they make decisions based on money. And so if a U.S. senator and a Dobrindt gives them a little jingle, they might change their mind.
I think it's worth a try.
I'll be happy if you want to, just somebody call me, and I'll be happy to work with people.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. Anyone else? Then I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Aye.
Aye.